Blog Talk Radio.
And a great big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and thank you for listening in today. Today's show is going to be a long discussion about a trend in social media around pets. And for those of you who've listened to my show regularly, you know it's a topic I do talk about quite a bit because I'm in the pet business, the pet industry, and I have pets of my own in my home, and it's a topic near and dear to my heart. But the question I have for you is, if you are someone who enjoys spending some time in social media and you enjoy pets in your life, do you ever blog about your pet? Do you blog about pets who you see in shelters? Do you blog about causes, charities relating to pets? Do you consider yourself a pet blogger outright? And what kind of social media platforms do you use if you blog about your pets? Twitter? Facebook? Pinterest? Do you write a blog? A column for a newspaper? Do you have a radio show? Do you write about pet products, charities, causes? What is it you do? So today's show is going to focus on that conversation. But in particular, I'm going to spend some time as a case study talking about an upcoming event that's an annual conference called Blog Pause. And that is a social networking event that's happening this coming week in Salt Lake City, Utah. And that really is a shining example of how the topic of pets is really a rapid growing, hot topic. And it's really just tapping into the very passionate social media pet community. And I have to tell you that this group is on the leading edge, or some people say the bleeding edge, it's so hot, of social media. And I will be attending Blog Pause this week. I will be going in a professional capacity because I work for Natural Balance Pet Foods, but I'm also going on a personal level because I do consider myself a pet blogger, and I have two dogs and a cat, and these are things I enjoy doing. So I will be at this event, and I'm even taking one of my two poodles. I'm taking Sheldon with me. He's known to Twitter fans as at Sheldon Griffin, if you want to follow him on Twitter. But that's really what I have going on with Blog Pause. And I've had the good fortune of meeting lots of great people who blog about their pets, people who are passionate about this topic. And I'll tell you, it's ever-evolving. So for me, It's a passion that I've had because I've picked it up from other people who are passionate about it. Now, if you're not familiar with Blog Pause, it's my case study here. You can get information on their website at blogpause.com, and there probably are still some tickets available. You can go to their website and find out more if you're in the Salt Lake City area or if you just want to, on a whim, take a trip out. But at any rate, if you look at their website, they describe themselves, the organization of Blog Pause, as an online community site for pet bloggers, pet enthusiasts, pet people who are on Twitter, Facebook, as well as brands eager to tap into a growing, vibrant, vocal community of serious writers, bloggers, and tweeters. So that's, in a nutshell, how Blog Pause sees themselves. But there's so much more than just the annual event they have. That being said, I have invited some folks to call in to join in the conversation today, and I would like to kind of open up the conversation today because the topic of Blog Pause is a hot one because not only is it happening so soon, but it's one that is in the very height of awareness or top of awareness, top of mind for pet bloggers because they are so well entrenched as an organization and a community, the Blog Pause community online. So I want to go to the phones right now and open up the lines and welcome our first caller, our first guest of the day. How are you today? You're on the air.
Hey, it's Chloe with Blog Pause.
great to have you here. I really appreciate you calling in and being part of the show today. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're excited that you're talking about it.
Well, I'll tell you, as I was sharing with the audience in the opening here, I personally am very passionate about this, not just because I'm attending this year, but because my pets are everything to me. My two dogs and my cat, they really make my life whole in many ways, or, you know, very fulfilled. And it's natural for me to want to talk about them, but it's even more natural for me to want to talk to other people who want to talk about their pets.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So I wanted to just kind of tap into that for a minute, if I could, and just kind of ask you, just from your perspective, how did all this get started with Blog Paws?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, really it started with Tom Collins, Caroline Golan, and Yvonne DeVita back in the summer of 2009 when they were at another blogging conference. And it just, there were pet bloggers there, and at the time there was nothing really in the pet blogging niche or just focused on pets, and they just kind of thought, why is nobody doing this for us? Because like you, everybody, all of them love their pets. Some of them blog about their pets. Some of them blog as if they are their pet.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't out there yet, and so they thought, you know, this would be a great way to bring all of the pet blogging community and the people who are active in social media through their pets or about their pets all together in one place and start creating a face-to-face. Because it's amazing when you feel like you know somebody so well because you've interacted with them online for years, and then all of a sudden you actually get to meet them.
Yes.
It really brings a level of community that we really wanted to be able to offer.
Mm-hmm. I think that's... I can totally relate. You know, it's interesting. One of my blogger friends who I've known from the same space, a person by the name of Cheryl Lawson. I've had her on the show before. She tweets under mm-hmm. I'm a Jack Russell for her dog and also Party Aficionado. She gives lectures about social media, among other things. But one of the things she said to me, which I thought was really cool, that there's a, I don't want to say a misnomer or a misunderstanding, but some people who are not in the blogging social media space view us as kind of either introverts or, you know, we're just kind of holed up in our homes, you know, with the computer. But in fact, she said, what most bloggers, especially pet bloggers, talk about is when they're going to get together next or what they're going to
mm-hmm.
do together next. And
yeah.
it's very much an extroverted type community.
Mm-hmm.
What
I think that's a misconception because a lot of pet bloggers, like, when you're online, you get to sort of be like over extroverted, you know, because
yeah.
you're interacting in a different medium. And then oftentimes when you get put in places and you're not surrounded by a ton of pet people, you are a little bit introverted. But when you're with like-minded individuals who all care about the same things, I mean, everybody is just, it's not your normal conference. People get loud, people get happy, you know, they like drop things and run at each other to hug. And so you're right. It's like it brings the extrovert out of all of us.
What do you think is the biggest surprise that you observed from something like Blog Paws when you're there? Anything ever really surprised you in the past that's occurred at the event?
You know, I think what sort of becomes the best motivator and I guess sort of surprise is when you have so many, you know, hundreds of people together who care about the same thing, you leave there feeling like, I mean, it's like an energy cleanse, and you leave there with this, like, positive motivation and all of this inspiration, and it just, you know, culminates in those couple days to be this bundle of, like, crazy energy that you just have to, like, go from there and... The things that have come out of Blog Paws conferences, like the Be the Change movement, all the things that have happened because of people coming, has always, I mean, we're always amazed at what people say after and, you know, the word that spreads and the good that gets done. And, you know, there's people who have started rescues and stuff just because they came to Blog Paws and got so inspired.
Yes.
And things like that are really, I mean, it's like, it's a wonderful surprise.
It really is. And I've been personally motivated as well. And I've got to tell you, Chloe, I mean, just as you are, I mean, I'm a really busy person. I
mm-hmm.
don't really have a lot of free time to do other stuff. And yet,
yep.
I always find time to do certain things like this because it just feels right and it feels good and it's enjoyable. But it's not like I'm sitting around with nothing to do all day.
Yeah.
You know, we're all busy people. So it's another misconception people have is, oh, well, they must have time on their hands. I really don't.
Yep.
You need something done, ask a busy person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So BlogPod is coming up this week, and I know it's a well-attended event, but for anyone who's listening who think, oh, well, maybe I should check that out, or even if there's anyone local in Salt Lake area who could probably get to the event, what can they do? Are there still tickets available? How would they go about attending?
Yes, so we are still accepting registrations. If you go to our website, which is just blogpause.com, if you head over there's a link that is for registration, and it's under BlogPause Conferences. So if you just click there, it'll give you all the details. You can actually register for the whole conference, or, you know, if you're local and say you've got to work Friday, you can come just Saturday. We have day passes. And we also take registrations right up to at the door. So if you just decide at the last minute, I should go check that out, please do. You are welcome, and we'd love to have you. And your pet, if you've got one.
How many pets do you think are coming this year? Any idea?
I would guesstimate there'll be over 50 dogs and a handful of cats, I'm not sure. There'll be some ferrets, some guinea pigs. So I don't know exactly, but it'll be a good amount. I mean, it's going to be a fun place, and, you know, they'll, I'm sure, especially the dogs, will be sharing their opinions.
Always the case. Now, are there any charitable elements or anything like that we've woven into this year's agenda, or things that will be discussed, anything like that, for people who are really into that side of the causes?
Absolutely. That is, you know, while we are a social media company, not an animal rights or anything like that, we do support local shelters, and we always like to bring and give back to the community that we're in. So we do have Friends of Animals Utah is our local shelter, so we'll be giving them a donation. And we are also, you know, giving our keynotes come, and in lieu of a payment, we donate to a charity on their behalf. So I think we've got 5 different charities that we'll be presenting donation checks to at the end of our award ceremony on Saturday. It'll be our closing remarks. We'll give away a bunch of donations. And of course, any leftover swag that we have always goes to the local charity, and I know we'll have some of that. We always do. But it's important to us to make sure we are supporting pets and animals and local shelters in the places that we go. So absolutely.
You know, I think it's that's very admirable, by the way, that's part of the culture. And I mean, I always appreciate it myself. And there's certain things that I can, you know, personally can and get involved in. And, you know, it's always, you have to pick and choose in your life. But there's always something going on that BlogPause is supporting throughout the year that kind of rallies people. And I think that's always kind of a cool element.
Yeah.
I think what's especially great about BlogPause is, in my view, is that there's also an educational component. I mean, very, very much so. I remember the first, I went to BarkWorld 1 year, and one of the things that surprised me was the fact that there was a wide range of people with experience levels. So if you could throw a stone, or you could, you know, turn your arms around and eat 360 degrees, and you would probably meet people from every level of experience with blogging. Some people who didn't even know how to use Twitter, and some people who were, you know, massive Twitter, followers and drivers of content. And there were people who really weren't sure what a QR code was, but there are others who were willing to step up and talk about it, right?
Yep.
So how would you kind of summarize the educational component of what people can expect to see at BlogPause this year?
Well, we definitely, you know, knowing that, it's you're right, there's definitely the whole, you know, whole array of people from beginner to, you know, really expertise. So we've done a few things this year. One thing is we've got Ken Bell coming to teach a video workshop on Thursday, which is it's a 3-hour workshop. So it's meant for people who really want to get and dive in a little bit deeper. Although if you went in as a newbie and really didn't really know exactly what you were getting into, you would still leave with a lot of tools. And so that was one thing that we did. And then as far as our sessions, I mean, we try to bring in some of the best speakers in each of their realms and keep everything so that no matter what level you are going into a session, you leave with information.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most popular sessions, like SEO, WordPress is a popular platform, monetization is always something people are interested in. So those particular sessions, we've actually set up a 101 section and then a 201 section. So you can kind of pick and choose and maybe go to both. And, you know, if you feel like you're a little ahead of the game already, you can skip the 101 and just go to the 201. So we're trying to definitely gear things a little bit to help people decide what's best for them and make sure that no matter where you are in your expertise, you're going to come away learning things.
Yeah, yeah. It really is a tremendous learning experience for people. And I just when you look at the agenda of all the topics and things, it's almost overwhelming in a sense,
yeah.
Because you think, wow, if I don't know a lot, I have to really focus, but you take a lot of good notes.
Yep.
I want to ask you, we need to take a very quick break, but when we come back from the break, I want to ask you a little bit about what you're seeing with some new trends, and specifically Pinterest as a platform, and what kind of usage you're seeing with that. So hang on one second, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Sounds good.
My name is Sue Smith. I'm 38, and I work at a graphic design company. And the teenage me would tell you, I wouldn't be into drawing and art if it wasn't for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. My big sister showed me early on that I could do anything, and to the young me,
that meant a lot. My big sister's name is Sheila, and Sheila is the reason that this 8-year-old grows up to have an amazing job as a graphic designer.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers Big Sisters help a child. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
And I will sing this song to the summer sky. Just breathe in these words from the ocean's tune and let the wind pull them in and make this song for you. Are on my mind. And as you stand out at our coast, missing you the most, and thanks go to these skies for your lullaby.
That song you're listening to was Eric Presnell. Sorry for the hard cut there. That's Ocean Lullaby, and Eric is a great guy. He was on the TV show Who Let the Dogs Out and is a tremendous artist. You can get more information at ericpresnell.com for his music. But right now, we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, and I'm very happy to have Chloe on the line, and she is here from BlogPaws. And before the break, we were talking about some of the new, or I should say the emerging up-and-coming trends in social media. And I wanted to see what your thoughts were about things like Pinterest and other things. What kind of experiences are you seeing happening today with some of those newer types of social media, if you can think of something as new? It's all kind of new, isn't it? But
yeah, you know, and that's one of the things with social media and, you know, staying on top of it all is every day something new comes out. And so it's definitely an overly saturated market as far as platforms and different things that you can try and find. And some of them are great. Some of them take off, like Pinterest. And we've enjoyed Pinterest. It's been a really good – it's an enjoyable tool, and I think it's going to just continue to grow, partially because of its visual – you know, people like seeing pictures. And so it sort of captures you in that way. And the things you can share and how you can create boards and follow different boards and intertwine, it's kind of like it's like blogging and, you know, getting the spiderweb effect of, you know, posting one picture and having someone repost and repin and go all the way down the line. And all along the way, if it's something you put up there, you know, your name, or if you're a business and you've got your business on there, that's getting shared everywhere as well. And so you've got another tool to sort of visually get your message or your product or, you know, what the causes you support, whatever it is. You have another medium to spread the word. And it's pretty effective. You know, I've actually was put up a picture on Pinterest and ended up on their homepage because in like a day I had like almost 400 people repin it. And I was all excited.
That's incredible. I think Pinterest is still something people are learning, but it is a very interesting platform in the realm.
Yeah.
Do you think Facebook, what do you think currently is working the most in the pet community? Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, blogs, is it a combination? Do you see any, do you have a sense for that from your view?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a combination, but there's also, you know, certain niches. Like there's the whole Annapal community that's active on Twitter, and a lot of them only have a Twitter account. But they use it so much, they have, you know, thousands of followers, and they interact at a very high frequent level. And so for them, Twitter is extremely effective, you know, between Twitter potties and Twitter chats and just interacting. And, you know, you've got Follow Friday and Worthless Wednesday and Meow Monday. You know, there's things every day that people are able to hashtag, interact, and grow their sort of online community within Twitter. So that's been interesting. We've really dove into that over the last couple of years, and it's a fun group. A lot of them will actually be at the conference, and so that's going to be it'll be fun to meet people in, like I said, face to face for the first time. So we're looking forward to that. But you know, when it comes to blogging, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, kind of everything together, I feel like the people who use it, each channel, are sort of learning what the best way to do it. Is it better to, you know, put up a blog post and then tweet it and put it on Facebook and, you know, put a picture of it on Pinterest so you've now basically blogged in four different places? People are finding that effective. Some people prefer to stick with, like, Facebook, and that could be because that's where they started, and so their community following is larger on Facebook, so they're reaching the most eyes. And I think it's really sort of a personal choice on where you feel your community is and how you reach them best. But it's interesting to see how people are starting to really use all of them together and intertwine.
Yeah, and Facebook is so well integrated into so many different things. It does intertwine very well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just touch on something you just said. You talked about this idea of meeting all these people who are active in all these different elements, especially Twitter. If you don't mind, I want to take a quick call. There's someone on hold who I think wants to add to this conversation. So let's just pause that for a minute and welcome our caller. Hi, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Michelle from Mitel Hertz from Lagging So Much.
Hey there, how are you? Welcome.
Good, how are you?
Great to have you on the air.
Hey, Michelle.
My friends are all calling in. It's great. So we have Chloe on the line, as you've been listening, and you of course have a lot of experience in social media, and I'm just, well, let me turn it over to you. Anything you want to ask or particularly you want to comment on?
One of the things I just wanted to say was about Pinterest. I know you guys were just talking about that, and I've seen a lot of the pet brands particularly, and kind of the home brands, magazines and, you know, stuff like that, also using it as a way to reach out to bloggers and showcase bloggers' work. So they're driving traffic to a lot of blogs as well, especially if you're doing, like, a product review or they're listing, like, our favorite bloggers and putting, you know, photos from their blogs on their pages. It just is, like, show that they're a good social citizen. They're interacting with the people that are out there.
Yeah.
That's a great point. I love to hear and see that too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be coming to Blog Pause, of course.
I am.
And what are your expectations, or what are you hoping to get out of Blog Pause next week or this week?
Well, I'd like to meet a lot of more of the people that I've interacted with online. I think that's really great to be able to meet people actually in person and obviously connect with all the brands that are there and just all the people. You know, it's nice to put a face to a Twitter handle, you know, kind of the person behind the paw. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, same here. I completely agree. I met you before, of course, several times, but I've made friends and friendships through these events that have, you know, the people who I stay in contact with all year long, and it could be on a variety of topics. So it's really very powerful. As I mentioned earlier, that people say that, you know, one of the things that bloggers do is talk about when the next time they're getting together, and it's kind of funny that seems to be the case, but you do meet, you make great friendships and these bonds that happen And you have a common interest. That's the great thing. Everyone here is really mm-hmm. interested in the causes of animals or love pets. And you don't have to be somebody who's personally doing rescue or adoptions, but you can help support those causes, getting the word out or adopting or donating time or money or resources, whatever. So it is great to have those shared interests with other people. Do you?
I think that's what's nice about Blog Paws is that there's all different levels of people and all different interests. So you get exposed to, you know, everything, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. If you had, Michelle, if you had any advice for somebody who's listening, who's thinking about, you know, should I attend, or if it's your first time coming to Blog Paws and you're not sure what to expect, any advice you might give either a newbie or somebody who's on the fence if they should attend this year?
They should absolutely attend. I can tell you from my experience that as a journalist, I had gone to numerous journalism conferences. And the first year I went to Blog Paws, I learned more about social media and writing than I did at any journalism conference I went to.
Wow.
Which I'm sure they're not happy that I'm saying that, but...
Yeah.
thank you. But it's true. So, I mean, if you really want to learn about writing, want to learn about social media, connect with other people, come. And the nice part is that everyone is so friendly. There's no... you know, kind of, a lot of people were about going to a conference and not knowing a lot of people. Everyone's very friendly. People just grab you kind of, hey, come, you know, come meet this person or come talk to this person. You'll never just be kind of sitting in the corner and, like, watching everyone. There's no wallflowers.
Yeah, that's a great point. There's really no, I've never run into anyone in this community who's kind of had air pretensions or, you know, airs about them where, well, I'm an expert and you're not or any of that kind of thing. Everyone's just kind of there. Even if there are, mm-hmm. you're having a conversation with someone at a very different experience level, it's all still kind of fun and welcoming. I found that same experience.
Yeah,
very
so,
welcoming.
And I will say, the pets add an element of keeping everybody happy. It's really hard when you see someone walk around with a cute, you know, a cute cat or a dog or whatever, not to just smile and want to engage with that person. So it really helps keep everybody lighthearted and interacting. And yeah.
And some people who are traveling great distances can't bring their pets as easily.
Mm-hmm.
Some
right.
do, but others don't. But there's this other phenomenon that some people may not be aware of called the flat pets. And
yes.
Michelle, do you, anything you want to comment
on that?
I'm making
mine right now, actually.
Can you describe for our listeners, because remember, this show is going to remain on the Internet way past Blog Paws. So if people who are interested, mm-hmm. what is a flat pet? How do you engage with your flat pet? What's the whole story behind that?
Michelle, do you want to take that?
Actually, you can take that, because I'm actually just making my flat pet, which Toby is trying to sabotage as we speak. So.
That's because Toby wants to come.
He does want to come, yeah.
So, flat pets are quite the phenomenon. We're actually going to have a table set up at, I believe it's Friday morning breakfast. It might be Saturday morning. I would have to check. But Pet Care Bev, we call her, Beverly Van Zandt. She's sort of, you know, she kind of started the flat pet movement, and it's just taken off. And now, basically, people print out sort of a, you know, anywhere from, I'd say, 6 inches to a foot high of a picture, and you put it on foam backing and give it a little stand, and it becomes your pet, but in a flat version, so it's travelable. It goes everywhere with you. I actually brought my flat pets. I don't know if you remember, Rick, but when I saw you at Global, I had my two flat pets, and I brought them all over, and I, you know, made a whole video and took pictures of them everywhere and on the show floor and just even on the bus and the, I don't know, it was hilarious. And, you know, you get people who aren't quite knowing what's going on and what I'm doing kind of giving you weird looks. But, again, it opens up conversation. Everyone's like, what is that?
Right.
This is my flat pet. I couldn't bring my dog, so I brought the flat version of my dog.
Exactly. Years ago, I had a friend, and this is kind of when I was still learning a lot about this. It was a blogger friend on the other side of the country, and never had met her in person, but she still takes lots of cruises, and she takes a flat cat, her flat pet with her, it's her cat, on these cruises. And all of her pictures with her family and her kids and whatever include this cat on the cruise ship, and they'd go off ashore, you know, wherever it is, Greece or whatever, and the cat would be, you know, it was the most hilarious thing. And I really kind of learned the humor of it, you know, years ago from somebody who I had never met, but it really was a fun way to engage your pet. And it's obviously it's a little silly, but in our environment, what we're up to, it really makes a lot of sense. So it's great that you're able to do that, Michelle, and have some fun and play along with it. But you can pet Sheldon if you're missing Toby while you're at the event.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take you up on that.
Okay, great. Excellent. So, Michelle, do you want to plug anything? You want to go through your website or anything else you want to plug today?
Well, if anyone would like to visit my tail hurts from wagging so much.com, I would appreciate it. And follow us at Toby_Pop. And I hope to see you at Blog Pause.
Yep, great. We'll see you this week. Thanks so much, Michelle.
And thanks. Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Chloe, before we wrap up, I just want to take a very, very quick break. When we come back, I just want to ask you a couple more questions about some of the guest speakers that you've got this year, because I think there are some people who would be very surprised to see to hear about the lineup. So if you could just hang
Absolutely.
On just for another minute, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this message.
Sounds good.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil Slug King and went back to my Super Twig Fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, and we are broadcasting today talking about social media and specifically Blog Pause, the upcoming event. And we have our guest on the show today, Chloe from Blog Pause. Chloe, before the break, we were talking about some of the guest speakers, and I asked you if you could possibly just touch on some of the keynotes and the guest speakers who you think would really, I think, would surprise some people to know who's going to be at this event. So what would you like to just touch on for our listeners?
Well, I agree. I think we've got some amazing speakers coming in, you know, from our keynotes. Betsy Saul, co-founder of PetFinder.com, She's amazing. I'm sure she's going to wow everybody, inspire all of us from, you know, the success she's had with PetFinder and what a great source that is for anybody looking to rescue and adopt a pet. We've also got Lena West, who has spoken before, and she is always, people rave about her. So we're bringing her back this year as a keynote, and she's going to do something amazing and quite special by on the spot, you know, picking a blog and getting it a total makeover. So we got a lot of people excited about her being there. Caroline, one of the co-founders, she's going to be speaking. She's actually talking about Pinterest, so you'll get to learn a lot about her. And she's been doing a lot of research and into the Pinterest world to share with everybody. We also have Steve Dale, who, as most people know, is you know, he's a blogger for the Chicago Tribune, and he's heavy in the pet world and sits on boards, and he'll be sharing a lot about, you know, people and their vets and sort of this new phenomenon about, you know, going to your vet and actually being educated and knowing a lot about what might be going on with your pet and how to ask the right questions and work with your vet to diagnose and treat and keep your pet healthy as it can be. So we're looking forward to having him there. We've also got Dr. Patrick Mahaney, who's coming. He's a vet that's been there before, and he's all over the place. He's always traveling, doing things, and he's got some really good advice for people and staying true to who they are. So we're looking forward to hearing him. Some other people that we've got coming that are sort of well known is there's, of course, you would know from your show, we've got C.J. Jackson and Lauren Gerard and you know, I know CJ's dog, Jasmine, got, I think it was second runner-up in your in your contest from Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yep.
So she's going to be there, and she's going to talk about YouTube with Lauren. And then we have Eldad Hagar, who is from he's the famous Fiona video, the rescue video, Hope for Paws. That's him, and he's going to be there kind of sharing how he uses YouTube, which – you know, for him, it's really to sort of affect change and share his stories about what he does and how he does it, and it's pretty inspiring. So, and one of the sort of really amazing things that has been already going on leading up to the conference is that PetSmart sponsored a blog business case study, and there was a whole contest, and two bloggers won, and they've been working with PetSmart the last several weeks, doing things and changing things up, and I'm not even sure exactly what they've been doing, but they're trying to increase their followers, engage the community that of the people that follow their blog, and they're going to present at the conference in a session to show what they did and how it worked, and really a true business case study on how you can grow your readership and engage your community that follows your blog. So that's going to be something that a lot of people are looking forward to hearing about.
And I think these, you know, what you just kind of have run through and shared, really, in my view, I think it exceeds the expectations of the average person who's attending. Not that we have any average people, quote unquote, but you know what I mean. It's really a stellar lineup. So, I mean, you've Blog Pods have done a very impressive job putting together a cast, if you want to say, of really skilled, knowledgeable people who are heavily entrenched in this space, who have a lot to offer. And that's kind of what really impressed me so much when I really saw the agenda. And it's also, you know, fun to meet some of these people, too.
Absolutely. And they're all wonderful people. You know, they all come happy to be there, to share their knowledge, and they're all approachable. I mean, anybody who goes to a session and still has questions, but the session's over, our speakers, most of them, as long as their schedule allows, will be there through the whole conference. And they welcome questions and conversation about anything they talk about. So it's not just a, you know, let's go sit in this session for an hour and 15 minutes and learn what I can and then never talk to the speaker again. Our speakers are very engaging, and everyone should feel welcome to, you know, see them at lunch and ask some more questions and get them talking, and they want to share with you. So we're proud of that.
Yep, absolutely. And so so my listeners know that I work for Natural Balance Pet Foods, and I always try to disclose that, be very transparent. But one of the things that I'm really proud of is we'll be bringing Tillman and Norman the Scooter Dog, and they're going to be kicking things off on Thursday. So excited about that. Just for people who may be listening in to hear about the experience, so what can they expect when they arrive? Anything people should know when they arrive at Blog Paws? Just the logistics, maybe housekeeping stuff, anything people should know about as they're getting there and arriving?
Sure. Well, we've got, when you show up, you know, you're going to kind of walk in and people will be setting up for our exhibit hall and our exhibit area. We'll have a registration desk kind of right in that main area. So if you're not sure where to go, when you walk in the hotel, there's a few different entrances, but if you find where everybody is setting up, you will find the registration desk. And there's going to be a lot of information at the registration desk from the events, like Tillman and Norman opening up the conference at 6 o'clock on Thursday, to, you know, what receptions we'll be having, what speakers we'll be doing for keynotes and lunches, you know, the main sort of events outside of sessions. There'll be a sign-up for a little reception that we're actually going to be having at Squatters Brewers, Squatters Brew Pub on Friday evening. It's about a block and a half from the hotel, but I hear, I'm told Utah blocks are really long, so
I'm not sure
what that really means. But yeah, there'll be a sign up there for that. It's going to be open to attendees, but it has a limited number of people that can attend. So I would say when you get there, find the registration desk. Make sure you look at all the signs by it. Read all the information. Ask any questions. Our event staff is wonderful. They'll be dressed in all black. They're DVD events, and they'll know everything. They're very friendly. They're happy to ask any questions, direct you anywhere you need to go. Kind of lead you to where, you know, the sessions are and you know, just really take it all in at the registration desk because there's going to be a lot of information. And if you can do that as you're registering, you'll be a little bit more set for heading into the rest of the conference.
Yeah, great advice. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You mentioned what the staff will be wearing. What about dress code and attire for people who maybe if they're a newbie, what should people expect to wear? What will you expect to see? If you're still mm-hmm. packing, what would be interesting information to know at this point?
Still packing. I haven't started packing. Okay. We like to say business casual, but that is a realm of things. It's we have a lot of people, especially our staff that comes and works, and we try to stay, you know, business casual, which, you know, Tom, I think, as dressed as he gets is a T-shirt that looks like a tuxedo. So there's a realm. Jeans is fine. You know, what I would say to people is be comfortable. You know, we want you to be there. We want you to be, you know, having fun and not thinking about, you know, your uncomfortable shoes or your uncomfortable shirt or anything like that. So, you know, dress in what makes you feel comfortable. You know, I try to say, you know, sweats aren't necessarily the best thing. That's a little too
right, just
down-dressing.
Pick it up a little bit.
But, yeah, pick it up a little bit. But, you know, you don't have to be fancy. We are saying for our award ceremony on Saturday, that's the night. If you want to dress up, you can. It's not required. A lot of us I'll be dressed up like the red carpet event. So a lot of us are going to be dressed up for the red carpet event. So you are welcome to do that, but it's not required.
Do you mean people wear dresses and jackets and tuxes or just
I don't know about tuxes. I don't think tux, but I mean, I'll be in a dress and I'll be dressed up and, you know, it'll be sort of, I don't want to say suit, but yeah, you know, a little bit nicer than just, you know, heading out to lunch or how you dress the rest of the conference.
Sure.
That's the time to step it up a little bit if you want to. Again, it's not required. We're not going to turn you away at the door if we don't feel your dress attire is up to par.
Right.
But it would be fun. You know, sometimes it's fun to get a little dressed up and have a little party.
Yeah.
So
it adds a little something to it.
That's our hope.
Mm-hmm. Last question I've got for you, Chloe, is what about people who just can't, for whatever reason, can't attend? This show airs on the internet, so it's all around the world, and we know we have people who follow along with conversations mm-hmm. in New Zealand and England and Australia. So if some people can't attend, how could anyone participate in Blog Paused from afar?
So one of the things that will be available is in our general session room, we will be live streaming. So our keynote Friday morning, our lunch speaker Friday for lunch, our Saturday morning keynote, and then our Saturday evening awards, actually the whole awards ceremony and our closing remarks where we give out our donations, all of those things will be available for free. I believe it's going to be through our Ustream account, and we're going to be putting a post up about that this week because I'm not in on the logistics, so I don't actually have all the details, but watch our blog, because we will be announcing how you can go and log in and just at least take part in some of the main things that we offer to everybody who attends and just tune in and get a little bit of the Blog Pause spirit in you.
Yeah, and I think for anyone who is, again, wanting to follow along from home, all of us will, I'm sure, be doing some live tweeting throughout the week.
Oh, yeah.
And is this the Blog Pause hashtag, or is there anything special for the conference?
Well, so we've got the Blog Pause hashtag will definitely be what most people use, but there are a few special ones. There's a few different programs some of our sponsors are doing to raise, you know, food for shelters and stuff like that. So I think if you don't get our newsletter, you should sign up for that because a lot of the information this week, our newsletter is going out on Wednesday, the day before the conference, sort of talking about all the ways to keep in touch through Twitter, through Facebook, through people's blog posts, through what we are going to be using is called Tout. And then for people who are not familiar with Tout, it's sort of like YouTube where it's got video clips, but they're 15 seconds max, and you actually record them from like your iPhone or your Android phone and upload them immediately. There's no, you know, you just do it right through their app. And so we're going to be doing a lot of touting, so you'll get little short video clips of things going on at the conference also. So there'll be a lot to follow. And again, sign up for the newsletter. If you go to our homepage on our website, there is a link there that says email newsletter sign up. So get in there now, and you'll get a lot of the information right before the conference of how to follow along.
Fantastic. And I can tell you from what I know also that the producers and film crew from Who Let the Dogs Out will be doing some filming in and around Salt Lake City. They'll be there interviewing people, and we're kind of working on a potential episode or some content for an episode around the whole social media phenomenon with pets and with Tillman skateboarding and Norman scooting. It'll be a lot of fun. So you may be able to watch some filming action in place, too. And so we will have video clips and stuff that we'll be able to share with you as well from those segments.
Yeah, we're excited for that.
Probably just to, if I could just ask you to wrap up your plugs for, first of all, anything you want to personally plug, and I want to give information about how people get, you know, all the places people can get information about BlogPause itself. But what about you personally, your handle, and any place people can find you if they want to contact you?
Sure. Personally, my blog is called Snotface and Twiggy, and it's just snotfaceandtwiggy.com. Snotface is a ferret, and Twiggy is my greyhound, and they sort of grew up together, and they're really funny. It's been a little bit more Twiggy-heavy lately because they're not playing together as much, but that's my blog. I tweet under @twiglet2 and also @greyhoundgroupie. That's a little bit more for my little pit bull mix. He's my greyhound's groupie. And I also have a Tout channel, which is Twiggy and Onyx. And my Facebook page is Greyhound Groupie, which I've actually just started. So I'm looking to kind of build that page up. So if you go to Facebook for Greyhound Groupie and find me and like me, that would be awesome.
Right.
But for the conference itself, for BlogPause, obviously blogpause.com is our website. On Facebook, you can find us under facebook.com/blogpause. Twitter, we're @blogpause. Constantly follow our Twitter stream, which is the #blogpause. We will have a tweet chat on Tuesday, which Kristen, who you know as well at Cokie the Cat, and she'll tweet under blogpause Kristen. She'll be hosting that, and anybody at 8 p.m. Eastern time who wants to come on for an hour and just either talk about the conference, talk about what we do, ask questions, whatever you like, that's a good time to do it on Twitter. And we have our Tout channel, which is tout.com/blogpause. So we've got a lot of different channels. We're also on Pinterest, pinterest.com/blogpause. Everything is pretty much BlogPause. So if you Google BlogPause, I think you probably find everything.
Fantastic.
But we do want to make sure people know that we're very excited for our fourth annual conference. We are a media company, so we do things all year long. We have a pet blogger ad network that we are adding people to daily. So if that's something you're interested in, contact us through any of our mediums. I can be reached at Chloe, C-H-L-O-E, @blogpause.com. So you can email me if you've got questions. I'm happy to follow up with you, although forgive me if I'm a little less responsive this week during the conference.
You'll have a little bit going on.
Yes, definitely. But we're very excited. We're very excited for Tillman and Norman to come. We're excited to have our first Nose to Nodes ceremony where we're handing out social media pet blogging awards. There's 12 of them, and we had amazing finalists. Halo and Free Kibble are coming in and donating pet food for all of the winners. We've got Wendy Diamond coming to MC the ceremony. We've got Ken Bell from presenting his movie that he just did, Hero Dogs of 9/11. And he's actually going to be giving out an award to some of the hero dogs from that show, which is going to be very special. That will be later Thursday evening. And we just want people to get connected. We work with bloggers. We work with brands. We do it all year long. We do programs, you know, above and beyond our conference, and we've got a very engaging community online. So visit our community, which is community.blogpause.com.
Wow. Lots of ways.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Uh-huh. And that's the great thing about it. If you kind of pick what you're comfortable with, how you like to communicate,
yes.
get your information, you can get it. And it's really it's very impressive what you guys do. I really appreciate you spending so much time on the show today. This is really a great case study for people to learn how broad, you know, this is, how social media can be a very diverse platform of ways of engaging with other people and getting involved from a business standpoint, from a personal standpoint, from a social, charitable standpoint. There's lots of ways that you can make a difference in your community. And the amazing thing is, I think you can attest to this, that you know, the internet, it sounds crazy to say it, but it's kind of like saying space is big, right? The internet is huge.
Yes.
But yet, it's very local at the same time, or it can be very local.
Absolutely.
And so that's probably the big lesson that I always say, my takeaway from things like this, when you get involved with people who you really don't know that well on a one-to-one level, when you engage with them socially, you kind of learn there's people in your own communities who you meet and you never would have done so had you not used the internet and social media platforms. And so that's kind of a lesson from all this. And for those of you who are able to attend Blog Pause in person or in spirit or virtually, I'd encourage you to make connections with people, to you know keep those up, and find ways that you can bring this all back to your local community and in some fashion. So, and by the way, thanks for correcting me on your name. I know you're Chloe, not Chloe, but I have a coworker named Chloe who's she's very specific about not being called Chloe, and I obviously get her confused with you. But anyway, Chloe, it's been great.
That's all right. Everybody does it, and I'm used to just answering to both.
Yeah, it's well, I'll tell you, I have a Peg and a Peggy friend, and whoa, you never make that mistake between those two. They're both Peggy, but don't ever call the other one Peggy.
Right, right.
Anyhow, great. I really appreciate your time today and calling in. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
This week in Salt Lake City.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
And so we're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back after this message.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Avant Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and thanks for listening in today. I'm going to go to the lines. We have quite a few people on hold, and I'm sorry I had you on hold so long. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Nope, must have lost them, so we're going to go back and try our next line. Hello and welcome. You are on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hi, this is Diane Sulfur in Cosmo Havanese.
How are you?
Good.
Great to hear from you. I'm sorry I had you on hold so long. I appreciate you calling in.
No problem. I couldn't tell if we were live or not.
Well, we Chloe and I went longer in that segment than we expected, had to squeeze in a quick commercial, and I'm so thrilled we're able to have you on today. And, of course, you are, almost legendary on in the social media space with at Cosmo Havanese, and lots of people know you, of course.
Yeah, well, I was so excited to hear about your show today, so I was glad that we were able to call in before the end of it. And I'm so looking forward to going to Blog Pause, and, of course, this will be our fourth time for both me and Cosmo. We've been to every one, so it's so exciting.
Oh, that's really cool. And now, is Cosmo coming?
He is.
Oh, great.
I know a lot of people are bringing flat pets as well, but Cosmo will be there in his fluffy real self.
Well, I'm
and we're excited to meet Sheldon, too.
Well, thanks. I'm hoping that you can maybe teach Sheldon a trick or two, because he's not the best trained dog, I'm afraid. He's a very good dog, but he can do a lot of tricks, so maybe Cosmo can teach him something.
Oh, I'm sure he can. And of course, you know, Cosmo will do anything for a treat. So is Sheldon the same way? Is he really food-motivated?
Treat-motivated, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm curious what your thoughts are that you might want to share with anyone who is perhaps a newbie attending Blog Pause this year. Any advice you might give someone who's attending for the first time?
Oh, my gosh. It is just the best time. And I would say just, you know, I mean, don't feel shy to go up to, like, anybody and just ask them who they are, because what's – and introduce yourself as well, of course, because what's so fun about it is it's all these people that you've – probably communicated with or, you know, read their blogs online, and it's just so much fun to meet everybody in person. I know the first time, the very first Blog Pause we went to, we hadn't met anybody in person, so it was really exciting to actually put faces with these people that we'd come to know so well online.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think what has always surprised me is the amount of this sounds silly, but the amount of good things that kind of come out of these events. So people meet other people, you network, and all of a sudden you kind of find what each other's strong interests are, and now you're helping raise money for a shelter or doing things that really, you know, good things happen as a result of these interactions and meetings. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think so many people have met, like I heard you talking about earlier, they wouldn't have met otherwise, you know, without actually this online community, and then the opportunity to meet in person, and you might find, you know, some kind of project that you want to work on together. I know we've been involved with fundraising and really using Twitter parties to raise funds for animal rescues, you know, for several years now. And a lot of those folks will be at Blog Pause this year as well.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. I know even just with earlier this year with Who Let the Dogs Out, we had a food raising drive through Tillman's Facebook page, and gosh, I don't even know how many thousands of pounds at the end. I don't remember the number, but we had a lot of food that was raised, so to speak, by people going and liking Tillman's skates on Facebook, and it was great. And that was really just people like yourself who are helping get the word out. It's so easy to help feed a shelter pet, that kind of thing, and whatever the cause is. It's just really it's getting people engaged and involved in causes, and you've done a great job with all the, you know, the things you've done, the blog roles and stuff. So
thank you. And I think this year, just like every other year, you're going to see, like, for new bloggers that come, you're going to see lots of different programs going on. I'm sure that a lot of different, you know, companies and sponsors will be doing to help, you know, help raise funds, help raise food, help raise awareness of all different kinds of, you know, causes to help out, you know, lots of types of animals. So it's just really exciting. And, of course, we can't wait to meet Tillman as well.
Yes.
I can't believe we're going to get to meet him in person or possibly.
He's a lot of fun, I'll tell you. Tillman has a real personality. He's one of a kind. Wait till you meet Norman, the scooter.
Oh, and Norman, too, of course.
He's
yeah.
incredible. He's been practicing. His mom, I talked to his mom yesterday, and he's been practicing a couple of new tricks. At, hopefully one of them he'll be able to kind of unveil at Blog Club.
Cool.
He's a really fun dog, and he just loves to do this stuff for an audience. He gets so excited. You can see his tail wagging and stuff. So it's great.
Cool. And is he a Briard? Is that?
He is, yeah, yeah.
So cool. Yeah, I was just watching a video of his the other day, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's Norman. He's going to be there, too. That's so cool.
Yep. It'll be a lot of fun. Anything in particular you wanted to cover? We have about a minute and a half left, but I wanted to make sure I gave you a chance if there's something you wanted to chime in on about Blog Pause or anything at all, Diane.
No, I just, like, I thought this was great. You were doing this show, and I was happy to have the opportunity to call in. I just think, again, you know, just so there are going to be so many people there this year, and I think every year it just gets bigger and bigger. So the sessions are going to be, I'm sure, you know, they're great and they're informative, and just even going around to all the, you know, sponsor tables and booths, you'll learn about, you know, I'm sure all sorts of new products and hear about, you know, a lot of philanthropic programs as well, like we talked about. And, you know, it's just going to be a great time. Good
Excellent.
Place. It's the only place you can go where you can just, you know, talk about pets and be with other people and their pets for 3 days solid.
I couldn't agree more. Anything you want to plug before we wrap up, your blog or your Twitter handles?
Oh, sure. So, yeah, Cosmo Havanese will be tweeting across country as we fly out there. And we are getting there a little bit late on Thursday, but we're going to be looking for Norman and Tillman for sure that night. So it's at Cosmo Havanese, and my blog is To Dog With Love, T-O, Dog With Love, on Twitter and on online, todogwithlove.com.
Great. Well, Diane Silver, great having you call in today. Thank you so much, and I'll see you at Blog Pause this week.
All right. Thank you. Can't wait to see you all.
Okay. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, you've been listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and you can reach me on Twitter at Rick Rockhill. My blog is rickrockhill.blogspot.com or on Pinterest at Rick Rockhill. So do get in touch and look forward to seeing you at Blog Pause. If you have questions about social media or any other things along these lines, feel free to reach out to me, even if you have a specific pet question. I'd love to talk to you or email you back or tweet back at me. Thanks so much and have a great day.